You're listening to MLVC, the Madonna podcast, your place for all things Madonna Louise Veronica Ciccone. I'm your unofficial celebration tour correspondent, Stefan. And tonight on the show, we are joined by AJ, who attended both nights right? Both?
The first night in Mexico City.
Well, that's fine. Just the first night of Madonna's celebration tour in Mexico. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Stefan. Really nervous to be here today.
Oh, don't worry about it. Nah, nothing to be nervous about. It's just two Madonna fans having a little kiki about a woman that they love, right?
Sure.
Well, and so for those of you not watching right now and listening at home, this fine gentleman is in front of a very festive Madonna background. So he's wearing what I'm going to say is some bootleg merch, yeah?
This is an original from the Drawn World Tour.
And
I bedazzled it up.
Oh, well, look, aren't you crafty? So that's vintage Drawn World Tour then, huh?
This is vintage Drawn World, my very first Madonna concert. And it's been to every single concert since,
concert. It's the picture of Madonna. She's in that red zip-up tracksuit-esque type top with the blonde hair. And what does her necklace say? Does it say Madonna or does it say something else? I forgot.
Yes, it says Madonna.
Okay, it says Madonna. And she looks gorgeous and beautiful. Yes. And she's got like that, it's a little breeze is blowing through her blonde hair. And
definitely.
AJ has bedazzled. I mean, it's quite fantastic. It's almost just like, it's very ABBA Madonna. Like there's like this, it's like a glittery outline with like shooting stars all around it. It's very fun. So you got fantastic with a hot glue gun, huh?
Oh yeah. Yeah. I like a good bedazzled moment. I'm all for bedazzling anything really.
Is there anything in the back of the t-shirt? Does it have Drown World Tour in the back?
It has the, let me see if you can see it.
It has the Drown World Tour logo back there. Uh-huh. With the logo and the, did you bedazzle the M?
I bedazzled the M as well.
That's hysterical.
And you can't see it as well, but it's
can see it. It's pretty good.
It's crazy how few cities, though, it was actually,
I know.
The tour was in, right? Compared to now, crazy.
It does. It feels like you see that and you're like, wait, that's all she did for that?
Yeah.
I mean, it's cuckoo banana. Did you see Drown World Tour?
I did. I got to see it in LA back in 2001, and it was actually the show 2 days before 9/11 happened.
Oh, I see.
Remember, she stopped the show for like 1 day. Mm-hmm. And we were there in LA. We got to see the show. And then like 2 days later, 9/11 happened. Mm-hmm. We got in our car, headed home, because I'm from El Paso, Texas. So we had driven road trip to LA. And then we came straight back after that.
Sure, but yeah. Well, it was because life was a little strange at that time.
Yeah, it was a little bit strange. It was my first tour. Mm-hmm. And it was amazing. Okay. Yeah.
All right. So, and then just to describe what else there. So there's a Vogue poster in the background with, it looks like, did you hand print that the Vogue on that as well?
This is actually by an artist. His name is Sean Bowman. He's a mixed media kind of artist.
Okay.
And one of our friends worked for him for a little bit. So we bought it and I think it's really cool, right?
It's nice. So it's a black and white photo of Madonna in the strike a pose. And it's pink Vogue lettering hand printed all on top of it, like almost like stamped across it, which is nice. And I see some Breathless Mahoney. I see some Celebration merch in the background. Are those Madonna little Ukrainian dolls? Is that what I'm
saying? They're like nesting dolls. I don't know if you can see.
Oh, my, what's it? All right, how many are there?
There's four of them.
Oh my God. I'm tripping out. So it's those little Ukrainian dolls that where you put the one inside the other, inside the other, inside the other. So it's Music is the biggest one. Ray of Light is the next
Ray
one.
Of Light.
Papa Don't Preach is the, and what's the smallest one?
And then the smallest one is Material Girl.
Oh, Material Girl. Oh, that's hysterical. Where'd you find
that? Isn't that so cool? My sister got them for me for Christmas 1 year.
Oh, very cute.
It's amazing, right? Yeah.
Are they hand-painted?
They are hand painted. I mean, the graphic itself
that's sort of like shellacked,
but the rest is all painted on. Yeah,
I love me some bootleg merch. Got it. Okay, so let's talk about some bootleg merch. So Mexico is doing it up right.
Yeah, definitely 100%. This is the six my sixth show of the Celebration Tour. I started in Phoenix. I started in Las Vegas. Las Vegas was where I saw her first. I actually went to both shows in Vegas. The first show, Stefan, I'm going to tell you, was it was a rocky start for me. I had been seeing like the videos and stuff since the tour started. I tried not to see the complete show. So I, you know, was just getting
coming a little fresh that way. You're not totally spoiled.
But I was on the floor and I think I was just overwhelmed. It was, I felt weird because it didn't click for me that first night. It didn't click. I think I was too close and it was just too much happening. The second night in Vegas, we got to sit in the stands and you got to see the show a little bit wider. And that's when it clicked. That's when it clicked. It was like, there's so much going on in the show, right? That really, it's kind of hard to appreciate it up close sometimes. And sometimes that wide angle of the whole show just really, really shows off everything that's happening on the show. So,
I mean, as I've said on the show before, I was able to sort of, I was seeing it from farther away the first couple of times. So I was able to sort of appreciate it as a whole and then got super close. So
I think that was the thing. And that's the thing. I was so excited about being on the floor, right? I mean, who isn't excited about being on the floor? But we were right behind the very front pedestal. And I don't know, something was off. And I felt so bad and sad because it was like, oh my God, what's going on? Why am I sad? Why am I not liking it? And then the second night, everything clicked and everything was fine after that. I still got to see her in Phoenix and then I got to see her in Houston twice and just spectacular.
And so was the first night in Mexico, is that your final time seeing
the show? That was it. That's what I had said with Houston, right?
We all say it's the last time. I said that about Philadelphia, and then suddenly 3 months later, I'm suddenly in Austin, Texas. How'd this happen?
Well, you know, Houston it would have been the perfect way to end it because I actually got to end it in the Sound Factory pit.
Oh, so
and
good.
After seeing it in so many different places, to end it there was amazing.
Yes.
Bob the drag queen got to step right up. I was standing right where that little door is, where he goes up and goes up to the stairs. I mean, he looked at me. I saw him. I didn't tip him. No $5 tip for him.
See, there you go. That's why he didn't stop and chat, you know?
Yeah. But seeing her there and being able to experience the show from right there was just great. But after that, we were like, oh, you know, maybe one more. Mm. And we thought about Austin. We could have maybe met up with you or at least kind of to say hi. But Austin fell on the Sunday and a Monday, I believe.
Yeah.
And that just wasn't going to work with my work schedule. I wasn't able to get the time off. So then next choice was Mexico City, and it was on a Saturday. So
well, I mean, if you're in Texas, Mexico's not that far away. I mean,
it's not that far. It's not that far. And I live here on a border town where Ciudad Juarez is right next to us. We're like cheap flight tickets from Ciudad Juarez to Mexico. Okay. So all we needed was to get those tickets. And that was a challenge.
Yeah, I'm sure. All right, so where were your seats for the Mexico show?
So for the Mexico show, our seats actually ended up, we were aiming for pit tickets.
As we all do. I mean,
and we actually bought tickets and, but they didn't get here. They got to Houston somewhere.
Oh no.
But our tickets were
like
bought through
physical stuff. Tickets.
Yes. Well, it's Mexico, Stefan. There's
I see.
there's lots of paper tickets and also digital tickets. The ones we got were paper, and somehow they ended up in Houston.
Oh no!
We had gotten them through StubHub, and luckily they have a guarantee. We called them up; they verified. They're like, you know what? We can confirm that seller was not going to send them to you. So then they gave us an option of different seats to actually pick from of where we could sit. And then we're like, hey, this section right here, it was right off of the Open Your Heart catwalk.
Oh, nice. Okay.
But on the outside side,
that's fine.
Row A, Right where she does the dancing of Open Your Heart, where right where she places that chair, that's where we got to stand.
Oh, that's great.
It was perfect because then you can see
Nothing Really Matters and everything that's happening on the quote unquote main stage. You can turn and see when she's in the middle and whatnot. I mean, that's a great vantage point.
Yeah. It was great. Yeah. I mean, it's been great because we've been able to see it from so many different angles.
Yeah.
And this was by far the best.
Yeah. If you're going to see a Madonna show multiple times, this is definitely the show to have done that because to be able to see it from so many different places in the venue, you get different perspectives and you get to be closer at certain numbers than others for parts. And okay. So let's talk about the Mexico crowd, because I've been to a couple of shows in different cities, as have you. And although I was not in attendance in Mexico, I have heard some video and I have got to say, the crowd is probably the most lively crowd I have heard for her at any show, maybe other than the opening night in London.
Okay.
But otherwise, the crowd sounds amazing for her.
It was amazing. I mean, even just for us who were there to see her, right? Just walking. First of all, the stadium...
I think it's huge.
One of the biggest stadium I've seen that she had a tour in.
Yeah.
The floor was seats everywhere, Stefan. I mean, it was crazy, crazy packed. It was packed. Not an empty seat in the place. Not even till the end of the concert. Not an empty seat. You know, sometimes you start to see, empty seats popping up towards the end of the show. Not an empty seat on the show. But the crowd. The crowd was just, the energy was there. And when she finally came out for the first number, I mean, the crowd was there for it. They were screaming, they were yelling, and you could hear it. Every single moment where there was a transition or a stop, you could just hear the roar from her. And she felt it. There's been videos, and she got even teary-eyed.
Yeah, apparently the crowd was cheering her name over and over and over again.
She got really emotional. Yeah, she got really emotional. We were chanting at least, a minute, which is a long time. It's a long time to be just yelling out, Madonna, Madonna. But she was loving it. She was loving it, and the crowd was loving her. And it was amazing to witness as somebody who loves her and wants to have that crowd that really reacts to her and loves her as well. To be able to be there and see that crowd was just, it was.
Yeah. Great. Well, I mean, that's, I'm such a huge supporter of a positive energy transfer. And I think that being able to, you know, for her personally to, you know, I mean, she's been on this tour for months. I mean, to think that she's been working on this show since, I mean, almost this time last year. I mean, I think she started working on it, you know, like, so it's been a year since, you know, she started. I mean, even before, even more than a year. I mean, she was, you know, her and Stuart Price were looking at the stage in December of 22, you know, I mean, it's like, it's crazy to think that it's been such a long time that she's been working on it, but she's been, you know, doing the shows since October. It's a long stretch, and I'm sure she's ready for it to be over so she can get some rest and rejuvenate. And that receiving that energy is probably such a gift for her at this late stage of the show. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
she's counting down, and it's like to get that wave of positive energy, you know, so much is a gift. So I'm sure she's so, that's probably what she was probably overwhelmed. Like she probably didn't even know what to do at that point.
Yeah, no, definitely. And you know what? I really think that, it's what her 70 something show.
Yeah.
And she was so light on her feet, the Into the Groove number where she's just like really dancing right on front of the catwalk. Like she was she does not look like a 65-year-old up there. She was in her 20s, dancing, trying to give everybody the best of her. And yeah, you could tell she was really feeding off of that energy from the crowd. Yeah.
So I'm also cognizant of the fact that she's filming the Mexico shows for what we all assume will be the official tour film.
Yeah.
And I think, because somebody else had said, oh, she's really putting on a show. She's really, you know, performing hard, you know, in Mexico. And I think that's how Madonna does, you know, like whenever she's filming, she knows, okay, this is going to be the record. This is the recorded record of this show. I want people to remember how good it was. And so she turns it up a notch, you know, like she's cranking it out and just giving it all she's got. So I'm glad to see that the crowd is into it. She's into it.
I mean, honestly, she couldn't have picked a better venue or place to do that recording, right? Because, I mean, just with the crowd itself. I mean, even before she started with the DJ, the crowd was already jumping and dancing. You know, sometimes people are sitting, you know, just sitting during the...
Yeah.
No, everybody was up. Everybody was dancing. It was great. You could see some of the cameras, like, coming around, especially during the Open Your Heart. There was... The camera kept on passing by in front of us because I think they were trying to get the angles, and you can tell they're trying to figure out where they're going to record her from. But really, you could barely notice unless you're like right there, right in front of everything that's going on.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure they were getting crowd shots and like maybe some further away shots or I mean, they've got five times to do it. So they'll probably just record every single show and just like put together the best bits of what they get. So
definitely.
So let me see. So you were the first night. So that was Guillermo from Jimmy Kimmel was the Vogue ballroom guest, right?
Yeah.
I just saw the video from Jimmy Kimmel today and I was like, oh, that's who that was. Like I didn't know who he was. And maybe not a strange choice, but I just thought, I'm like, that's a strange choice considering like
it was not who we were expecting. I mean, me and my friends had been having discussions about who it could possibly be.
Right.
You know, we were thinking Thalia, we were thinking Christina Aguilera, cause she was like there. We were thinking, Lucia Mendes, who, you know, famously had that, interview about Madonna wanting her to stand up and she never did. We were just thinking of so many epic options that could have been. When we saw him, it was a little bit of, a letdown, but, you know, typical Guillermo fashion, he took it and he was funny. He was serious. The dancers were dancing all over him. And, you know, you could tell he was having a good time and people were loving it. So it was
well, fun. And hey, I mean, you know, Madonna's a businesswoman. She always does things for reasons. And, you know, if anything, getting Guillermo to do that moment with her got her a mention on the Jimmy Kimmel show. You know what I mean? Like, and there's PR for her, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like it wasn't
free
just,
PR.
You know, it was done for a purpose, you know, it's people get to publicize, oh, Madonna, she's still on tour. Look at, this looks fun. This is, oh, what a funny moment. You know, like maybe that will encourage people to check out the tour film or, you know, you never know. I mean, you know, like she does things for reasons unbeknownst to us, but I think that, you know, like, hey, I got her a mention on Jimmy Kimmel. So that's not a, we'll get back to the Celebration tour in just one second. It's been all over the internet since yesterday. Have you seen the trailer for Deadpool?
Oh my God. Yes. Yesterday.
Before the whole Like a Prayer thing blew up and like people were mentioning, oh my God, it's in the trailer. I had seen Hugh Jackman posted it. I follow Hugh Jackman on Instagram because he's a hottie and I was like, oh, the new trailer is out. Let me watch the trailer. And in the beginning, you start hearing the, ooh.
Yes.
And I was like, what? I'm like, they're using the choir from Like a Prayer. I was like, what? And then the full on song came on. And I was like, I am shocked that they are using this because one, it's a trailer. Like Madonna never allows people, I mean, it's rare when she does, but she never uses, lets people use her music for things like commercials. Yeah. Or like it, there's always, it's like a very specific reason that she's like letting someone use the music. And a song as iconic as Like a Prayer, to let them use it for a trailer. And I was like, okay, I'm shocked that she let them do that. And because I don't know if you know, like when in like Devil Wears Prada.
Uh-huh.
And
yes.
So they use Vogue in Devil Wears yeah. Prada. But yeah. Madonna told them that the deal that she struck with them was they were only allowed to use Vogue in Devil Wears Prada if they also used Jump from the Confessions album, because she didn't want it to just be an old song of hers. She wanted a new song as well, because Confessions was coming out around the time and whatnot. Yeah. So that got me thinking. I was like, well, I wonder what kind of deal she struck with Like a Prayer. Like, is Like a Prayer going to be in the movie as well? Like, is it on the soundtrack? Because to only use it in the trailer just seems like a waste. But
I mean, I think the same, but I wonder if maybe Ryan Reynolds or maybe Hugh Jackman maybe wrote her a letter, just like she wrote a letter to ABBA, right? Asking to use the sampling of ABBA. And then they showed her the actual trailer with her, with the song in there. And I'm sorry, but it
works perfect. So good.
And it is perfect.
The additional like beats that they put in with the movie,
yes.
Like there's like sound effects and then a couple different extra drum beats that they add in. And it sounds so good.
It is so good.
And funnily enough, I love that that trailer came out with Like a Prayer on the same day that back in 1989, Like a Prayer began its 3-week run at number one on the Billboard chart. So it was like really auspicious timing. And now Like a Prayer is like back on the charts. Like it's charting on like on Billboard and Apple charts because of the trailer and people are listening to it again. I've had it on repeat the last couple of days because I'm like watching the trailer, it just got in my head and I was like, oh, I feel like listening to Like a Prayer again.
Yeah, it's madness. And it was a nice surprise to see. I found out because a friend texted us and he's all like, Madonna X Deadpool. And I was like, what is this? And no, it was amazing surprise, especially after coming off of the high from the concert to that. Yes. It's like, there's still more she's giving us. I love it.
Well, and I think the thing that, I mean, that resonated so much with me is, I mean, I grew up with Madonna doing stuff like that, you know, like when Madonna would come out with a new song or whatnot, it was everywhere. Or, you know, like the Madonna commercial for Like a Prayer, you know, like it was on the TV, you know, so like I was so used to that. But as time has gone on, you know, radio, TV, movies, they don't use her as much.
Yeah.
And so it's not like she's not as around as much. You know, I mean, I play her all the time.
Yeah. But
it's not like she's not out there as often as maybe she once was. So to see the internet explode with that and have it be everywhere again, I was like, oh, this is just like the old days.
Yeah. Yeah. It's great. It's great. I used to be one of those that would call the radio station, right?
Oh, totally.
Like, can you play Madonna?
Yeah.
You don't do that anymore. But yes, it's so great to see her in something as mainstream and as that's going to be such a hit as that. Like, it's amazing.
I was chatting with co-host Liberty last night, and I was talking about how I'm like, I wonder if they're going to put that song on the soundtrack or like, and when I mentioned the Devil Wears Prada scenario, she's like, I wonder if there's going to be a new song on the soundtrack. Like, I wonder if that was the deal. Like, she was like, yes, you can use Like a Prayer in the trailer, but you've got to put a new song in the movie. And I'm like, can we please have that? Like, I would love to, because what great attention that would be, you know, like it's because Deadpool is going to be huge. It's a huge franchise. People are going to show up in droves. And if she had a song on the soundtrack, that'd be fantastic.
Well, you know, it would totally make sense because she would be done with the real gig, right? Because I think that happens in the beginning of May and then it comes out in July. So then it gives her an opportunity to bring in something new. And
yeah,
heck, I mean, we've give been me, dreaming about hey, it. We've been
give
talking
me
about
a
it.
Madonna song of the summer. I am all sign me up. I would
I'm
love
there.
That. I would
I'm
love
there.
That.
Maybe we already got it with Like a Prayer, but okay, a second one wouldn't be bad either, right?
Well, I mean, hey, that's the joy of the show is we get to fantasize about.
Sure. You know,
like, hey, I mean, I'd take Like a Prayer in the movie. You know, that'd be fine. Yeah, I wouldn't care.
I'd you take
know,
that, it in well.
Okay, so back to Celebration. So tell okay. me what were your favorite numbers from the show? Now that you've seen it six times, what do you feel are your top three numbers?
Okay. Well, definitely for me, you know, is Open Your Heart was, you know, that's one of my favorite Madonna songs from growing up. It's just, I've always loved that song. I've said that's my favorite song many a time. And the fact that I was able to see it like with her 2-3 feet in front of me right there, just standing there was epic for me. It felt like the line and the stars and the moon aligned for me to be able to live that moment. Every tour, I've gotten closer and closer and closer and closer to her. And I was finally there. And I swear to you, Stefan, she looked at me. I know she did. And it was everything. So that was definitely a
it was worth
for
it,
me.
Right?
Yes, definitely. Another part is Die Another Day. That one just really grows on me every time I watch it. The whole choreography that she does, it's so intricate and so simple but complicated, right?
Yeah.
And then the whole silhouettes of the dancers when they show up and the lighting. And then the lasers kick in with the clapping and everything.
It's so good.
And
it's so good.
It is.
It's so
great.
Good.
It is amazing. Yes. It's such a great moment. Of course, the hung up moment when she spins around. I mean, who doesn't love hung up and who doesn't love it when she probably gets up and starts doing her spin? The crowd went wild. That
was of course.
Amazing as well. And of course, Ray of Light, right? I mean, Ray of Light, the lasers, her flying around the stadium. The dancers, I mean, their choreography is just to die for. Yes.
It's
up
so
on
good.
The big screen.
Oh my God, it's so good.
It's amazing, yes.
I marvel at the dancers in Ray of Light because they are dancing nonstop.
Yes.
Like it's constant movement for them. And I'm like, the cardio workout that they get at the, I'm like, God bless them for the amount of dancing that they're doing that entire show.
Well, you know, I sometimes wonder, like, I saw that she went to some art opening or something, the very first on Saturday or something before the show. I'm like, how does she do that? Like, how does she go do stuff during the day and then goes and does the tour, the show at night, and then like goes back home and then she's up and then she's doing something else. And
I don't know.
Crazy.
Because I'm always exhausted the day after I see Madonna. Like I'm like in bed for hours. I don't know how she does it. I don't.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how she does it either, but yes. And the dancers, like whenever it's just the dancers around, you know, you get to see them all the time, especially during Bitch I'm Madonna, when they come out and they're doing those final dance moves and stuff, they are hitting it. They are in it. And it's just great to see them,
yeah, well, I mean, they're beautiful people. I mean,
yeah, it's just definitely.
Like, they're beautiful and skilled, and they have such fun personalities in the show, and they're having a great time. And it looks like Madonna was having a great time too.
For sure. Yeah, but those were definitely my favorite moments. The whole show, but
sure.
Just to call out some, yeah.
Yeah. And like, was the crowd just elated? Like, was it just so filled with love in the room? I mean, it looked like because that's a huge venue. It just looked like it was like the amount of people just giving that energy and just looks amazing.
It's because Stefan, it wasn't just at the beginning, right? It was nonstop the whole show, all the way through to the final note when she finally comes down into the stage. They were there and they were screaming from the top of their lungs. It was just, it just made the show that much bigger and more amazing, right? So
yeah,
it
was
great. Yeah, definitely.
Oh, so do you have friends that are going at the other dates for the rest of Mexico dates?
I have one friend who potentially is, well, I think he did get a ticket. He's going to be there for the final show in Mexico City.
Nice.
We've kind of played around with the idea of doing real, but I am like,
oh God,
amongst a million people, I'm like, are we really going to even be able to see anything? Like, that's going to be madness. I'm just not, you know, I think about it and I'm like, oh, maybe, but no, I think I have not been home since Las Vegas. I think I've only been home one weekend. I think I need a little bit more of a break.
You can watch Rio on VPN like I'll be doing, you know, like
from
the comfort of my sofa, you know.
And we'll, it's nice and big on the screen, and we'll actually be able to see her. So maybe that's.
I mean, I'm happy that Brazil is getting such an amazing moment, and it seems like they are like over the moon about it. You know, like they're so excited and. It's, you know, it's a free concert and, and did you see the merch that came out today?
No, I haven't seen the merch. No.
Madonna.com. So they're like, it's like two soccer jerseys. One is yellow with green in the Brazil colors. And then another one's blue. They both have Madonna 40 on the back, which is cute. And then there's, I think you've seen the poster of, the Brazil poster.
The Brazil poster.
It's like all the different warped images. So there's that's on a t-shirt. And then there's like a Rio tote bag. And then I think the most high priced ticket item was they did a celebration rosary, but at the end, instead of a cross, it's the Jesus statue.
Oh my god.
I was like, oh, that's cute. That's cute.
Oh no, I'm sure there'll be some people up in arms about that, but Madonna.
I thought it was funny. I was like, that's very smart. That's very smart.
Talking about merch, I did want to show you just a couple.
Did you get some parking lot merch?
I did get some parking. I'll show you that, but I wanted to show you because I got,
you bought the Dita t-shirt and you bedazzled that up.
And I bedazzled the hell out of it. If you can see.
You really did. Yes.
I had an outfit for every single concert. This is the red.
Okay. So this is the red t-shirt with her Vogue Express Yourself pose. Right. And you've bedazzled that as well.
Bedazzled.
Are you starting an Etsy store? Are you going to sell these off on an Etsy store?
Look. The number of times, I need to show this one off because my sister actually made this one for me. It's one I'm wearing on my Instagram.
Oh, I love that one. Oh, your sister made that.
She didn't make the shirt, but she bedazzled the heck out of it. And let me tell you, if I did not get stopped 20 times in the concert with people wanting to buy it.
So she bought the t-shirt. So it's the True Blue picture, but it's in like a pride color rainbow set of sections off, and with Madonna at the top of each of those colored sections. So she bedazzled the Madonna letter.
The Madonna and her lips.
I can't see the lips. That's funny. How did she bedazzle the, what is it? Little rhinestones.
Honestly, one by one, Stefan.
Oh one my goodness. There must be like 100 rhinestones on each letter. Oh my God. Yeah. That's fantastic.
So many people wanted to buy this one off me.
Just to show you, there
in Mexico City, they had the best, parking lot merch.
The bootleg.
You could find it. Hundreds of kiosks.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
Hundreds of kiosks. You could find anything you wanted. I got this one.
Yeah, the Justin Teodoro t-shirts. One of the guys from the tour posted a picture of Justin Teodoro's merch at the and he's like, Justin, your merchandise has been bootlegged. You've officially made it.
Don't tell him I got this one, please.
No one bought this. How much did you pay for those? $15. Oh, well, that's cheaper than the official merch. That's for sure.
And I love it because at least it says Mexico City on the back. Has the logo on the back and stuff. So
I love this. I love that Mexico's paying their mortgage with bootleg merch over there. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, walking in, there were just hundreds of kiosks. At first, I'm like,
it's like a bootleg merch camp. Like, I can't believe how many there is. It's insane. Like, everyone's got like t-shirts and pins and hats and like anything you can imagine. Mexico's got.
They've had it, stickers, cups, water bottles, whatever you wanted. It had the Madonna celebration tour logo on there. And the crazy thing is, there were still people buying the official merch inside, right? They were still buying the official merch. So I think Madonna will be fine, but.
Hey, look, Justin Teodoro got paid by Madonna, so I'm sure he don't care that people are bootlegging this merch. You know, like he got his paycheck, so he's okay.
Yeah, I think he'll be fine.
All right, well, AJ, I appreciate you taking the time to talk about Mexico. I'm so glad that we got to do this. But before we go, as you know, there's a little segment on this show we like to call the lightning round. So these answers are meant to be quick, off the top of your head, wherever you're at. Madonna journey, don't think too hard. Favorite Madonna song?
Jimmy.
Stop. Really?
Yes.
I think you're the first person to ever say Jimmy is your favorite Madonna song.
Oh my God. I love that song. You know, really? My name was you're using AJ, but my name is Abad. And at that moment, when I was a kid, Abad was like, people were like, what the heck? And Jimmy, to me, was like, oh, that's such a cool name. And I just loved the song. So I was like, my name should have been Jimmy.
Is that why you use AJ on your Instagram? Mm-hmm.
It's just easier. It's just
easier. Of course.
But yes.
Yeah. Oh, that's so funny. Oh, good for you. Hey. See, just goes to show. See, everyone's got their own story for why a certain song resonates more than others, you know? Like,
yeah. It's a great song. Why? Oh, anyways, I don't want to do the full rendition. Run into copyright issues.
Save that for karaoke. Favorite Madonna album?
So right now I'm Breathless. That's why I put it right there. Oh,
okay, good.
I just got the vinyl for it.
You're in a show tune mood.
Yes, and honestly, she was really amazing. The songs in there were really great. Totally, you know, Sooner or Later, and even the last song, oh my God, I'm blanking out right now, but the one with
not Vogue, you mean Before Vogue.
Before Vogue. Now I'm following you. Yeah. Yes,
part one and two.
Part one and two. I've been listening to it on repeat. I think it's an amazing album. Great listen for anybody. Yeah, definitely.
Favorite Madonna remix?
Thinking about it, and I was trying to think, so Like a Prayer, the 12-inch extended remix, love it, that it starts with the chimes and the bells right to start, and then the guitar riff comes in. Yes!
Take you there. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yes. Yeah, it's so good. Yes.
So
it's
we so were good. Just talking about Like a Prayer.
Yeah, I was just listening to that remix the other day, like literally yesterday. I was like, I gotta listen. I love that. Because it's sort of, I love about some of the older remixes is they weren't necessarily remixes. They were just sort of like extended versions of the song, you know, like they would just be like, let's just have the guitar here. Let's just have this part here. Let's just have this part here. You know,
they definitely were, but you know, that was like my first like maxi single remixes. Right. And that's how I started getting into remixes. Cause I was always looking every Madonna song drop. It's like, where's the remix single? Where's the remix single? And back then it was so hard to find those remix singles. Right. But yeah, that was my first one. And I just remember that started.
The guitar sounds so beautiful on that.
Yeah.
Favorite Madonna music video?
Open Your Heart. For me, I'm that kid. I'm that kid at the movie theater. I want her to be.
Oh, you dirty boy.
To dance with me down the street.
You're the peep show.
I mean, let's not comment on that.
We've all been there.
Yeah, but that's my favorite. Yeah.
Favorite Madonna tour?
Confessions. I mean, I hate to say it because it's a favorite for so many, but
so many people say remember, like, Confessions, you know, like surprise, you know.
I got to see that tour twice, once in Las Vegas, once, and I just remember in Las Vegas, the opening, the whole mirror ball, her coming out. I mean, come on, that was epic. And then the second time I saw her in Phoenix, I was on the floor. I came out drenched because I was just dancing so much for that tour. It was amazing. That I have to go with Confessions. Yeah.
Favorite Madonna movie?
Truth or Dare. I mean, for me, it's more than just the, it was a whole reason I understood who I was, like being a gay man. Mm-hmm. Like I was like, oh, like two guys can kiss. Like, oh, yeah. I didn't, what? Like, yeah, that's okay. Like, honestly, that movie changed my life, and it made me feel okay about who I was, which I think a lot of she did that for a lot of people. And sure. I mean, it was critical to who I am. So yeah, Truth or Dare.
And favorite Madonna look, and this can be from a music video, a photo shoot, a tour.
For me, it's the Ray of Light album. The cover and the plastic suit and the and that blue baby blue color, like the plastic, that's my favorite look. That's where I always go to when I think of Madonna.
Yeah, no, it's great. Well, everybody, that's our show. Tell everyone where they can find you on social. Do you want people to find you on social?
Sure. They can find me on social. I'm at a bad guy, like a bad guy on Instagram. You can follow me there. And then there's links there to some of my YouTube channel and my my Facebook as well. So you can find me there.
Nice. And remember, everybody, you can find MLVC on Instagram, Twitter, and Threads at MLVC Podcast. If you'd like to support the show, send us a donation on Venmo at MLVC Podcast, or you can smash that super thanks button on YouTube right now and send a donation that way. If you're not already subscribed to our YouTube channel, tick that subscribe button so you never miss a video. What? There's like 1, 2, 3, 4 more shows left of Celebration. I can't believe it. It's bittersweet. Like I'm gonna miss talking about this show. When I started doing this, I was like, how the hell am I gonna talk about this tour for months and months and months? And here we are. And now I'm like, I can't believe there's only 4 shows left. I'll miss talking about Celebration. But I'm glad that Madonna will be able to move on to get some rest and.
We can all get some rest. We can all get some rest.
Exactly. Our bank accounts can get some rest.
Definitely.
It's like, stop putting out merch, Madonna. I can't buy anything more.
Oh my God.
All right, everybody, you stay where you're at. Don't go anywhere.
Okay.
But the audience, we're going to say goodbye. Good night, everybody. Until next time.